And now Darren Pang from the NHL Network, former NHL goaltender. Panger, how are you today, sir?
Oh, Jim Taddy, boy, that brings back to 1981 to 84.
No.
The global game of the week in the Ontario Hockey League. You were way too young for this. You weren't born when Jim was covering the old OHL back then.
So when you hear my voice, what year does that bring you back to?
Oh, definitely at Joe Louis Arena when you went down and that camera was right there. There's no question.
The epic face plant that I've requested get put into the Louvre.
Yeah, when I joined the Blues in 2009, and you and Steiner from Toronto, and you know Coco over the years, I mean Steiner has become a real good friend of mine, and I've been thankful to be there and to meet so many great guys, but certainly Steiner's one of the very best.
He sure is.
I'm just impressed that you remember the OHL game of the week. I mean, I still have a Brute sports bag for you if you're interested. But let's talk about the goalies. The latest one was Reimer, 2.25 for 2 years in San Jose, and outside of Mrazek, a lot of these guys are signing for 1 or 2 years, somewhere between 2 and 3. What's your take on all of this?
Well, I think it's typical of what's going on around the league. I think teams are, if you're not sold on a goaltender, let's say even Peter Mrazek, to be a number, 1A, then, why not do what so many teams have done in the past and have a group of guys, maybe a tandem that's more affordable. And that's what Toronto has done basically, because Peter Mrazek is a guy that can put up like brilliant games and be the first star in 3 of 5. And, then he can, lose his footing a little bit or injuries come into play. So you need another, guy to go with him. So Campbell and he will be well. When I was in St. Louis, and I think, Coco, you might have been at this point, but, that tandem of Brian Elliott and Yaro Halak for a number of years, real affordable tandem. They won the Jennings Trophy. They were a competitive team for a long time, and they really, I thought they were a good team together. And so I'm not saying that started this kind of 1A, 1B scenario. But if you're not convinced and you don't have Carey Price or Andre Vasilevsky, then, why would you pay a lot of money for somebody you're not in love with? I'm seeing a little bit more of this. And I think it makes a lot of sense, to be quite honest with you. You don't want to get locked in long term, to somebody that you don't even know where they're going to be 2 years from then. I mean, look at Martin Jones and where that went.
Bobrovsky.
Who would have thought that would have fallen from grace as quickly as that fell from grace in San Jose?
Yeah, look at Bobrovsky and how good that's going with that 8-7-year deal. Yeah, that's always my worry with goaltenders is I'm always hesitant to give them long-term deals because things can change so much year after year. There's been a lot of talk around goalies, at this time of year as free agency has opened up. You got to see two guys firsthand last year with the Blues, Marc-Andre Fleury and now Philip Grubauer, who is head of the UFA market. What did you make of the Marc-Andre Fleury situation, and how do you see the Grubauer situation playing out?
Besides the emotional sentiment and the lack of communication and how it unfolded for Marc-Andre Fleury, I mean, I think we saw this happening at some particular point. The moment that Pete DeBoer or, if it was Pete or if it was, the manager at the time, Kelly McCrimmon, I mean, bring in Robin Lehner in there, the way that they brought him in, and then after the playoffs, sign him to that deal. I mean, it told us at that point that it was only a matter of time before, Marc-Andre would be moved. For whatever reason, they had something great in Marc-Andre, and they wanted to change that. So I don't know if that was Pete DeBoer. I don't know if it's the manager. It didn't sound like it was the owner based on yesterday's conversation. But, I guess on a personal note, I think I feel for guys that treat the game the way that Marc-Andre has treated people, treated the game. I just absolutely love the guy. I think he's one of the best, and I don't think this is a fair way to be departing a franchise that he gave it his all to and represented the city and put them on the map right off the hop. And I think that goes to show you how this business can be and how it can end. But, I know he'll end up shining. And the other one, sorry, who was the other one?
Grubauer.
Well, now this is interesting. I mean, with the signing of Landeskog, and I just moved off to an office. I'm over at NHL Network here. And so I haven't seen, so there's no reports yet on Grubauer at this particular point?
There is not, no.
Not yet, boy. Again, a guy that, a number of people have floated out numbers. I mean, I'm a manager, would I be comfortable at $6 million times 6 years? I wouldn't be.
Yeah,
I just wouldn't be. I think Philip Grubauer has proven to be a real good teammate, and he can be a great goaltender. But I think six times six is too much. Five times 3 years, I think would be a real good deal for both teams if he stays there in Colorado. And if it has to go to six, I think then it has to go six times three, but no longer than that for me.
I mean, that's where we are, right? Short term and in and out. A lot of these deals, I'm just looking at the sheet in front of me, $171 million spent in the first 45 minutes, 27 deals, but the longest one, and there's only one in this range, Blake Coleman at 6 years. So this is frugal in terms of term, isn't it?
It is. I mean, and it's got to be. I mean, and even Blake Coleman, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a third line player.
I mean, who's taking advantage of the market, considering coming off back to back Stanley Cups, right?
Yep, exactly right. I mean, even the deal, like, let's go back to the deal. Was it 6 years times 4.2 that Brandon Tanev signed? You know, he left Winnipeg and signed with Pittsburgh. I thought that, you know, the term 6 years was a little long, but I thought Tanev, he's going to have 6 years left in him, the way he plays and the motor that he is and the energy that he's got. And I thought four was a good number. But man, the $6 million for players like that, I don't think it's necessary for a manager and a team to lock that much money into a player that isn't really a difference maker, a true difference maker. But I guess if they felt that was the need, then there you go.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to change the makeup of that group under Daryl Sutter. We saw them acquire Zadorov earlier in the day, and now bringing in Blake Coleman, you can see what type of players they're looking for to help sort of reshape that roster. Let's bring this conversation home to you, Panger. You cover the St. Louis Blues. They're obviously open for business. We saw the players they left exposed for the expansion draft, obviously losing Vince Dunn, even Vladimir Tarasenko. Tyler Bozak leaves that group. How big of a player do you expect the St. Louis Blues to be?
Yeah, there's a lot of figuring out for sure for Army there. Getting Buchnevich for that number and only 4 years, I thought was a real smart deal. I think that was a good deal, because he's had a couple of really good years and he's going to fill up that left wing, which they really need to solidify the left side. Has it been announced that Jaden Schwartz has signed with Seattle yet?
It's been speculated, not officially announced though.
Yeah, so I mean he's. I mean, all indications are that's locked up and going to be a deal that's going to be done. So, you know, so you're losing, and you played with Schwartz.
Yeah, I assisted on his first NHL goal.
There you go, in Tampa Bay, I think, wasn't it?
It was. You remember? That's right.
But you think about that, and the engine that he is, and the personality that he is. I mean, the friendships that he has on the team. He was in a tough place this year. With the loss of his father so suddenly in November, a man that he was, so dearly close to. And so I know it was a tough year for him, and I think when I look at Schwartz, I think of a guy that just probably does need a fresh start. But, boy, those guys are going to miss him. The comedy, the things that he says, the way that he plays, the big moments that he's had. So it's a little bit of a change in the guard there for Doug Armstrong in a big way. And then he's got some signing to do as well. First of all, you've got to find a place for Vladdy Tarasenko, and you know there's a lot of talk about the New York Islanders being one of those teams. I think the New Jersey Devils might have knocked on that door with Marty Brodeur at the helm there, and they've just signed Dougie Hamilton, so they're trying to make a big change. I think there's going to be a spot for Vladdy Tarasenko, and I don't think he'll. This is just me, but I don't think that he'll start the season with the St. Louis Blues. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to knock on that door and make that deal with only 2 years left on his deal.
They're getting rid of too many guys with gumption, Panger.
We love guys with gumption. We need more smaller guys with gumption. Like, we need some more 5'5" guys in the league.
Yeah. Darren, thanks very much. I know you got to zip down the hall and cover the free agent frenzy for the NHL Network. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You have a great one, okay?
Thank you, Panger.
Darren Pang, former NHL goaltender, Blues analyst, NHL Network. Always a busy guy, Panger.
Always a busy guy.
He's 5'5". Can you imagine? He played. It's really hard.
It's hard to imagine that he played games as a goalie.
It is, but he did.
Yeah, he did. did. And he's one of the best broadcasters in the game right now.
Oh, great.
So grateful that I had the opportunity to work alongside him in my time in St. Louis. And